This is Robert, Illini.com. That's not Illini, it's Illini.com. Three fears going into the Penn State game, our first true road game of the year. Number one, it's our first true road game of the year, and I'm frightened of penalties and turnovers. In fact, I'll do my little stream of consciousness thing on Friday night where I, you know, put up what I think the score is going to be, and right now I'm not feeling good about, you know, a lot of people are picking the upset. I saw, what was it, the Big Ten Network and Beyond, the show where they do some predictions, and both Teddy Greenstein and Chris Martin both picked Illinois to win. I saw it somewhere else in print, somebody picking Illinois to win. I want to find it, I want to look for it, and I don't see it anywhere. So, but mainly because my big fear is if we're gonna have nine dumb penalties at home against Northern Illinois, what are we gonna have on the road? 14? 15? Are we gonna have six false starts? You know, can we play with composure? You can say you're ready for your first road game in the Big Ten, and you can say, okay, well, we've been pumping in crowd noise. I don't know if they've been doing that, but, you know, all the things that you do, and then you get out there in front of 100,000 people, and you do something wrong, and they're cheering, and it's loud, and you're confused, and you can't hear the, you know, position call outs to see if what offense you're in, that the tight end has to go off the field, and you're confused, and they get louder, and, you know, it throws you completely off. And are we ready for that? I'm afraid we're not. If we have this many penalties at home, I'm afraid of penalties, and I'm afraid of turnovers. I'm afraid, gosh, I don't know. Are we going to turn the ball over three times just, you know, due to being frazzled? Can we play with composure? Again, this is our first road game. Yeah, we had to play against a little noise in the dome when Missouri was, you know, the Missouri fans were loud, but honestly, they were quiet for the first three quarters. It wasn't loud in there until the fourth. So what can we do? We're going to find out. I'm worried about it. Number two, I'm actually worried about our secondary. Specifically, I'm worried, I think Steve Holt is out. And if that's the case, do we trust another safety to be our nickel safety? We kind of go to that, what I called in Rantoul, the smile formation, where we just, you know, drop the safeties on each side equally and put a center fielder even deep, and that was Steve Hall. And that defense was pretty effective. You know, if Penn State, with their getting a little more trust in their freshman quarterback, if they decide to split it out and throw a little bit, what are we going to, you know, what are we going to do? What, you know, I heard an interview with Vic Koning saying he thinks we can't go to a nickel. We can only stay with base defense because other backups don't really know their role in that nickel defense as well. So, you know, that's an issue. So that's my second worry. And my third worry is, and this goes along with the first, my third worry is Nathan Shielhouse. First road game, and it's against the defense where they're probably going to shut down Mikkel and Jason Ford pretty good. So this is on his shoulders. Is a freshman QB ready for that? Well, we're going to find out. But, you know, before the season, I would have told you, first road game at Penn State, regardless of how good Penn State's been so far, I would have told you, yeah, we're looking at Shielhouse's worst game would probably be the first road game at Penn State. I could see some errors and some, you know, miscommunication and, you know, throw behind the receiver, whatever. It's just he's going to be frazzled, I think, and I'm worried about it. I think we would have a decent shot at pulling this out because Penn State hasn't been their best yet, and we match up pretty well numbers-wise, but I'm just worried we can't pull it out because it's a first road game. So that's it. Three fears. Talk to you later.